Chapter 12, The Structure of Trump's Magic, Part 2. Magic is hidden in the language we speak. Richard Bandler and John Grinder, who are the co-founders of NLP, and whom I've named these two chapters after, The Structure of Magic being the original thesis that started NLP. And just one of many covert hidden Easter eggs that are throughout this book. In fact, the book is loaded with covert suggestions and ideas that people who are deep on the inside might pick up. And I wonder how many of them you've picked up. It's always fun, isn't it, to look for the hidden clues. As an experiment, answer the following question. Do you want the blue pill or the red pill? If you chose the latter, there's a good reason for that. People are generally more likely to choose the final item on a list, all things being equal. All things being equal. If, however, I apply a dirty tonality to red and a fresh tonality to blue, that might change your decision. There's a lot more to words than meets the ear, and top influencers masterfully structure their language for maximum impact. An entire book could be written on Trump's influential speech patterns, but for our purposes here, I'll list five of the most powerful tools he employs. One, and we've talked about this a number of times, so I'm really just repeating this, is repetition. Music uses recurring beats and lyrics, creating a lasting impression in the minds of listeners. Master influencers use the same device, often relying on very simple, repetitive phrases. Quick, what's the Nike slogan? It's not very hard, is it? Why? How many times have you heard it? And seen it. Repeat it. Quick, which presidential candidate says we don't win anymore and make America great again? What about hope? Who said that? Quick, what was Jeb's slogan? Rubio's. Cruz's. Kasich's. Hillary's. Bernie's, Fiorina's, anyone else? See, and I just want to make an aside here, right? Everyone knows that Donald had the best slogans, the best messaging, but he also used them the best way. So, for instance, if I just punch in Hillary's slogan, I get stronger together. How many people would have gotten that? And then when I do the same for Jeb, I get this picture that says Jeb will fix it. I don't remember him even saying that. And fix what? But notice how, where's the optimism? And just looking now at a picture of Obama, I see right above his head, in his like Jesus type image, change. What do we equate with Obama but hope, change? Yes, we can. Not just because they were awesome slogans, but because he was so awesome at the way he used them. And Donald was too. His slogans stick in our minds because he was constantly repeating them. And more importantly, repetition is a staple in the way that he constructs sentences. Our country is going to hell. We can be nice about it. We can say it nice and soft. Our country is going to hell. Right? You see that in that four-part sentence. Two repetitive parts. Going to hell and be nice. And I am the least racist person that you have ever met. I am the least racist person. And we are a country of laws. We either have a country or we don't have a country. We are a country of laws. You see again that same point about the four-part sentence. with two parts repeated. Donald constantly uses a sentence structure that involves short, simple messages that open and close with the same repetitive suggestion.